Let's talk about Iran. Iran's ancient biblical name was Persia, thank you. Its southwestern region is Elam. If you're even a little bit familiar with Bible prophecy, you know Scripture predicts that in the last days, a coalition of nations is going to invade Israel. Iran is specifically listed among them. A less discussed prophecy about Iran can be found in the book of Jeremiah in chapter 49. It goes like this. The word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah the prophet against Elam in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, saying, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, I will break the bow of Elam, the foremost of their might. Against Elam, I will bring the four winds from the four quarters of heaven and scatter them towards all those winds. There shall be no nations where the outcasts of Elam will not go. For I will cause Elam to be dismayed before their enemies and before those who seek their life. I will bring disaster upon them, my fierce anger, says the Lord, and I will send the sword after them until I have consumed them. I will set my throne in Elam and will destroy from there the king and the princes, says the Lord. But it shall come to pass in the latter days I will bring back the captives of Elam, says the Lord." Now, some of you probably already recognize some things that are happening in the world as corresponding to this wording in Jeremiah. We're not saying that the current state of affairs in Iran is the fulfillment of this prophecy. It may be, it may not be. It's just incredibly accurate in terms of what's actually happening. And that should always excite you because not that we need proof that there is a God, but when God shows us that thousands of years in advance he's written the news, it's something no other writing does, no other holy book does. You're not going to find it as a Buddhist or a Mormon or any of those things. They are not into making predictive prophecies, but the Lord is. He says, hey, test me on this. This is going to happen. Persia has a long history with Israel, some of it very positive. And one of the things that's great about the Bible in Persia is it predicts Cyrus will be king of Persia 150 years before Cyrus was born. And so, God says, hey, this is what's going to happen exactly. So let's take a look at this real quick and see some of the parallels. Jeremiah predicted at least four things. He said Iran's military would collapse, a global dispersion of his people would occur, a political overthrow would go on, and a restoration. Would it be accurate to say that Iran's military has collapsed? Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Dan Kane, was quoted, Raising Kane, I love it. Anyway, Iran has no air defense system, no air force, no navy. Missiles, missile launchers, and drones are all being destroyed or shot down. President Trump said, we obliterated every military target in Iran's crown jewel, Karg Island. Iran has no ability to defend anything that we want to attack. And some other people point out that it says they broke the bow. The Iranian Empire was known for its archers, and that's where that comes from. But really, you could apply that in a poetic way to the destruction of this nuclear capability, where they went in, how long ago was it that the Israelis and the Americans went in and bombed all of those nuclear facilities and broke their bow, as it were, in terms of a military threat. After the 1979 revolution, there began a great diaspora of Iranians from their homeland as they fled the rule of the Ayatollahs. It has continued since then. More than 4 million Iranians live in over 100 countries of the world, and so they have been dispersed. As for political overthrow, there's been plenty of that lately. A March 4 article stated, in the span of 48 hours, they killed Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, and decapitated much of the country's political and military leadership. Jeremiah's promise of restoration sounds unlikely right now, and yet today's plans for the Middle East rebuilding echo that idea. Ultimately, Jeremiah may be pointing even further ahead to the kingdom of God on earth when many nations who were destroyed or had a thing against Israel will be restored and be in place. Now, again, I emphasize we're not saying these prophecies of Jeremiah are being fulfilled, but doggone it, it sounds pretty close in some ways, right? I mean, you wouldn't expect this, but here it is. Global government, global economy featuring some kind of mark that is necessary to participate in it. Instantaneous communication, the exponential increase in human knowledge, the falling away of believers. These are all things that are happening like they've never happened before. That's what President Trump would say, right? Wow. I'm starting to sound like him more and more. It's just, never in the history has this happened before, all of these coming together. Only Trump could do this. But it's interesting. You know, everything that we report on in our updates, it's just really super fantastic and advanced than it used to be. And this thing, this section in Jeremiah 49 is just tremendous. So all of that is stage setting for the Great Tribulation. We're not going to be here for any part of the Great Tribulation. We'll talk about that in a minute in our study, but we know that we're going to be raptured or resurrected from the dead, and we'll be taken home to be with the Lord before it unfolds. So are you ready for the rapture? If not, get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, yeah, it's not bad. First service scared me today. They like yelled at me and I didn't know what happened. But anyway, Jesus is coming. God bless him.